弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们有机会再次分享。
Thank the Lord that we have this opportunity again to share on His Word.
请大家先我们先读几处圣经。
Let's first read a couple passages from the Bible.
传道书第三章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
第十一节
Verse 11.
传道书第三章第十一节
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11.
神造万物各按其时成为美好，又将 永生或是永远安置在世人心里。然而神从始至终的作为，人心不能参透。
He has made everything appropriate in its time. He has also set eternity in their heart. Yet so that man will not find out the work which God has done from the beginning, even to the end.
再看下一节耶利米书。
Let's look at the next passage in Jeremiah, chapter 31.
耶利米书三十一章第三节。
Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 3.
耶和华向以色列显现说，我以永远的爱爱你，因此我以慈爱吸引你。
The Lord appeared to him from afar, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love, therefore I have drawn you with loving kindness.
再看下一节圣经，马可福音第二章。
Our next passage is in the Gospel book of Mark, according to Mark chapter 2.
马可福音第二章第二十七节。
Mark chapter 2 verse 27.
又马可福音第二章二十七节又对他们说，安息日是为人设立的，人不是为安息日设立的。
Jesus said to them, The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath.
在最后看约翰福音第十四章。
Lastly, let's look at John chapter 14.
第十四章第三节。
John chapter 14 verse 3.
我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里？叫你们也在哪里。
If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
神把永远安置在世人的心里面。
The Lord has placed eternity in the hearts of man.
是有计划有目的的。
There's a purpose and there's a goal in mind.
世上的人也喜欢用永远这个词。
The people of this world also like to useEternal, forever, this word.
我们都知道最常说的就是我永远爱你。
The most common way we hear this is in the phrase, I will love you forever.
我们都知道这个永远是一个形容词而已。
We know that this forever, this eternal, is just an adjective.
神说他也以永远的爱爱我们，这个永远不是形容词。
But the Lord says he will love us with an everlasting love, and this is not just an adjective.
可是永远对我们天然的人来讲是一个抽象的观念，因为永远是没有开始也没有结束。
Eternity is an abstract concept to us because there's no beginning and there's no end.
直到我们有一天得救以后，有基督耶稣永远的生命在我们里面，这个永远才开始慢慢的变得有意义。
That is until we become saved.That is until we become saved, eternity starts to have meaning for us.
所以永远对我们而言是从基督开始。
So eternity for us starts with Christ.
我们不但有永远的生命，而且将来要进入永世。
We not only have everlasting life, we are destined to one day enter into eternity.
这是神的计划。是神为爱他的人所预备的。
This is God's plan. It is what God has prepared for those who loves Him.
多年以前，我第一次听到这个 永远的旨意这一句话。
Many years ago, when I first heard of this saying, God's eternal purpose.
我那时候想，那是以后的事。 离现在还很久。
At the time, I thought this was still a long way off. It was just a lot of time that needs to pass before that happens.
的确，我们 很难看到永远，也很难体会到永生的意义。
Indeed, it's difficult for us to conceptualize eternity and to understand the meaning of eternity.
我们看不到永远，是因为我们看的角度，还有跟我们所站立的地方有关系。
We cannot see or visualize this eternity is because of where we are and how we are.
How we stand.
Where we stand.
所以我今天想分享 我到目前为止所学到关于 圣灵怎么样教导我们 看事情，教导我们所该站立的地方。
So today I want to share about what the Holy Spirit has taught me in terms of where we ought to be standing.
有一年刚过感恩节 我到芝加哥出差。
On one Thanksgiving, I went to Chicago for a business trip.
跟我一起工作的有其他的公司来的工程师。
And those working with me were some workers from other companies.
我们也曾经工作过很多次。
We've worked together many times before that.
他们问我，我怎么感恩节怎么过的？
So they asked me how I usually spend Thanksgiving.
我说除了跟亲友聚一聚，跟平常没有什么不一样。
I told them that I meet up with some friends and family, but other than that, it's a normal day.
他们就有点用取笑的口吻问我说，你不过感恩节吗？
They chuckled and asked me, do you not celebrate Thanksgiving?
我说我当然过感恩节咯。
I told them, of course I celebrate Thanksgiving.
不过每一天都是感恩的日子。
But I told them it's just that every day is Thanksgiving to me.
可惜你们一年只过一天。
I think it's a shame that you only celebrate this once a year for you. Yeah.
他们脸上立刻显出尴尬的表情。
After I said this, it became awkward.
让我想起圣经上的话, 要常常喜乐, 无助祷告, 凡事谢恩。
But I believe in God's word, that is to rejoice always, praise without ceasing, and all things give thanks.
圣灵开启我们，常常让我们看，能看见以前看不到的。
The Holy Spirit often opens our eyes to things that we were unable to see before.
我举一个弟兄的例子。
I'll give an example.
有一个主日的早晨, 这位弟兄开车来到, 下了高速公路以后, 他发现前面有一部车开得特别慢。
There was one brother who was one day driving to church, and he realized after he came off the highway, there was a car in front of him that was driving very slowly.
他心里就开始, 有点烦躁不安, 说, 车子不多, 是什么人开车开得这么慢?
And this brother started to become anxious and frustrated, saying, it's on a Sunday morning, there's not many cars on the road, why is this person driving so slowly?
然后他发现, 前面这部车转的弯跟他一样的, 转的弯是一样的。
But then this brother realized that the car in front of them was making all the turns that he was going to make.
果不然这部车到了会所, 就转进了会所的停车场。
Little did he expect, this car eventually turned into the parking lot of the church.
下车的那位是, 那天的讲员。
And the person who got out of the car was a speaker for that day.
所以这位弟兄说, 还好, 我没有, 在后面按喇叭。
And the brother said, oh, that was close. Good thing I didn't honk the horn.
所以, 这个圣经教导我们, 忍耐是圣灵所结的果子。
The Bible teaches us that patience is one of the fruits of the Spirit.
从此以后我也学会了一件事。
From this story, I also learned one lesson.
每一次开车碰到前面的车很慢的时候,
every time when I'm driving, if the car in front of me is driving too slowly,
我心里就想, 开车的那前面那位可能是一位弟兄或一位姊妹。
I think that perhaps the driver in front of me is a fellow brother or sister.
我的心马上就安静下来, 不会烦躁不安。
And immediately afterwards, I'm able to calm down.
所以当我们改变看事情的角度，我们所看的事情就跟着改变。
So when we change the way we look at things, the things we look at will change.
特别是当我们的心思意念回到主里的时候。
Especially when our hearts and our minds return to the Lord.
有时候那个改变是立竿见影，是非常奇妙的。
Sometimes a change is immediately evident.
所以圣灵教导我们要以基督耶稣的心为心。
The Bible tells us that we must take on the attitude of Christ, have this attitude which is also in Christ.
有一次一个记者访问一对恩爱的老夫妻。
There's a story of a journalist who was interviewing this old couple that was still very much in love.
这个记者问这位老太太说，你的丈夫有缺点吗？
This journalist asked this elderly woman, said, and asked her, saying, does your husband have any flaws?
这位老太太说，他有很多缺点，跟天上的星那么多。
The elderly woman replied, my husband has many flaws. There are as many as the stars in the sky.
这位记者又接着问说，那你的丈夫有优点吗？
And so then the journalist asked next, does your husband have any redeeming qualities?
那老太太说她有优点只有一个像太阳一样
and the elderly woman replied yes he does he has one and it's like just like the sun only one
这个记者当然就很好奇咯就问这位老太太说那么为什么你们结婚这么久还如此恩爱呢
so the journalist became perplexed or curious rather and asked the elderly woman wellHow is it that after all these years, despite all these flaws, after all these years, you're still so much in love?
我想你们都知道这老太太会说什么。
I'm sure all of you can guess what this elderly woman replied.
老太太说，太阳一出来了，星星就看不见了。
The elderly woman replied, well, when the sun comes out, I can't see any of the stars.
世上的人看我们，首先看到的就是我们身上的缺点跟软弱。
In this world, when people see us, the first thing they see is all of our weaknesses and our faults.
但是神看我们，第一个看到的是我们身上有他独生爱子的生命，其他的他就不纪念了。
When the Lord looks at us, he sees the life of his son in us. He doesn't remember, doesn't take account to anything else.
所以我们要学习圣经教导我们怎么看事情。
So we must learn how to look at things as according to the Bible.
我们假如用世界上的观点来看的话，我们所看的只有世界上的事。
If we look at things from a secular point of view, only things that we will be able to see are those of that of the world.
也许你听过这样的有弟兄姊妹这样说。
Perhaps you've heard this before from other brothers and sisters.
当我们对圣经的领会不一样的时候，我们就会说神带领我们走的路是不一样的。
When we hear people share different things the Lord has shown them, you might think that the way the Lord leads everybody is different.
听起来好像蛮有道理的，因为我们每一个人的经历都不一样。
And upon hearing, it makes a lot of sense because, after all of our experiences are different.
但是圣经教导好像不是这样子。
But the Bible seems to teach something different.
因为主的道路只有一条，而且是窄路。
Because the path of the Lord is there's only one and it's narrow.
后来我才才了解原来当我们所站立的地方是以我们个人的经历为根基的话
Then I realized if we stand in a place that is based on our own personal individual experiences
当然我们会觉得主带领我们的路都不一样
Of course we will conclude that the Lord's way of leading us is all different from each other
但是当我们对神建造教会的计划有一点点了解的话
But if we understand even a little bit of God's purpose in building up the church
教会是以基督做 房角石建立在先知和使徒的根基上。
God, the church is built on the foundation of apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone.
那我们就比较容易能看到，的确只有一条路。
If we think upon this, then we will see that there is indeed only one way.
甚至我们可以这样想，是神在我们每一位弟兄姊妹上的工作都是量身定做的。
You can say that the way the Lord deals with us is customized, tailored to us personally.
特别是为你跟我设计的。
God customized everything specially for you and me.
神的目的呢，是预备我们每一位都可以成为建造教会可以用的材料。
But his purpose is to make us all into acceptable building material to build up his church.
神的教会是永远的。
Because God's church is eternal.
所以他用来建造教会的材料也必须是有永远的性质。
So the material he uses to build his church must also have this quality of everlastingness, of eternity.
主说安息日是为我们设立的。
The Lord says that the Sabbath was made for man.
而且要我们竭力的进入那安息。
And we must be diligent to enter into that Sabbath, that rest.
主又说，他回到天父那里去为我们预备住处。
The Lord said that he has returned to his Father's place to prepare a place for us.
每次我想到主说的这句话，我就心里非常感谢赞美神。
Every time I think upon when the Lord said this, I'm filled with joy and thanksgiving.
想想创造宇宙万物的神，连我们将来的住处都预备了。
I was thinking, wow, the Almighty God who's created the entire universe is preparing a place for us.
那没有什么事情他不预备，每一件事情他都会预备。
And if that is the case, then there's everything. God will prepare everything.
特别在我们现在还在地上的时候
especially while we're still living on this earth
当我们改变我们看事情的角度我们里面的感受也会跟着改变
when we change the way we look at things what we feel inside will also change
特别在诗歌里面
especially when we sing especially in hymns
我们都知道我们每个人对歌曲的感受个人而且是主观的。
We know that how we experience each song is a subjective experience.
而且跟每个人的生长的经历很有关系。
And it's closely connected with your background.
年轻人有喜欢的流行歌曲我们这些老的也有我们喜欢的流行歌曲。
The youth have like the youth like their own type of popular music and we who are older have our own preferences
我们比较这些比较老的弟兄姊妹有时候也会回想去唱我们那个年代的老歌
sometimes we who are older we feel nostalgic we like to sing songs of our generation of the time
但是唱一唱就不想唱了，因为越唱越没有味道。
But I realize that after singing a couple more times, I no longer want to sing anymore because it's meaningless.
诗歌，我们诗歌本里面的诗歌，特别是我们诗歌本里面的诗歌是不一样。
But the hymns in our hymnal book are different.
有一次我注意到我们聚会所唱的诗歌跟以前不一样，好像是新歌。
I once felt that some of the songs we sang in the hymns felt like new songs.
但是那首诗歌实际上我们已经唱过了很多遍。
But that song actually we've already sung many times before.
有弟兄姊妹不用看歌词都会唱。
Some brothers and sisters are even able to sing those hymns without looking at the lyrics.
而且这首诗歌在很多年以前就写了，在我们出生以前就写了。
In fact, many of these hymns have been written hundreds of years ago before any of us were even born.
但是为什么我们会有这种感觉好像是新歌？
Well, why do we have this feeling when we sing these hymns that they seem to be new songs to us?
主要的原因是因为我们里面的人更新了。
It's because our life within us has been renewed.
那我们所以会感觉我们所唱的诗歌好像是新歌。
So that's why when we sing these hymns, it feels like these songs are new to us.
这个意念在启示录十四章里面有一点描述。
This has been brought up or described in Revelations as well, this concept.
所以等到我们到了天上以后，进入永世里面，我们人不断的被更新，所以我们唱诗赞美神的时候都是唱新歌。
So one day when we go to heaven and we're with the Lord, we will continually sing.We can be continually renewed, so we'll continually be singing a new song.
让我举一个我个人的经历当作例子。
I'd like to give you an example from my personal experience.
我想诗歌里面有一首诗歌，我是个罪人蒙主恩，大家都知道。
No, there's a hymn within our hymn book called I'm Only a Sinner Saved by Grace.
我第一次唱这首诗歌的时候，老师说我不好意思唱，而且也不太敢唱得很大声。
When I first sang this hymn many years ago, to be honest, I didn't feel comfortable singing it.
过了一些年日，我唱这首诗歌的时候，里面开始觉得有喜乐。
After a couple more years, when I sang the song again, I realized that I felt joy whenever I sang the song.
因为只有有福的人才会唱这首诗歌。
Because only those who are blessed will be able to sing this hymn.
我也敢大声的唱，我想你们也都是。
And at that time, I was able to sing this song loudly. I'm sure all of you feel the same way. Would feel the same way.
又过了一些年日，我再唱这首诗歌。
After a couple more years, I sang this song again, this hymn again.
唱着唱着，这首诗歌就变成我不过是一个罪人蒙主恩。
Then afterwards, I felt that I'm truly only a sinner saved by grace.
想到这里。有一个很奇妙的改变，就是我以前觉得 还算得意的事情，现在想起来变得没有意义了。
I realized after a while that many things I once took pride in no longer find to have any meaning.
Yeah. 又过了一些年日再唱。
After a couple more years, I sang this hymn again.
唱着就觉得这首诗歌像是我不过是个罪人，蒙主极大的恩典。
I felt that I am only a sinner saved by God's amazing grace, great grace.
以前过去所难过的事，现在觉得好像一件平常的事都可以过得去。
I feel like now after that, many of the tragic things that happened before and many of the things now, I'm able to live through it, get through it.
我想弟兄姊妹，你们每一位都有这样宝贵的经历，只要仔细回想，会让你心里面产生许多喜乐。
I'm sure all the brothers and sisters here have this experience as well. If you just think back to those times, I'm sure it will bring you much joy now.
还有我们平常查经的聚会，也是神为我们预备的。
Weekly meetings together also meetings that the Lord has prepared just for us.
查经的聚会是帮助我们更认识主，彼此交通我们里面的基督。
During Bible study meetings, it's a time where we are able to know the Lord even more and fellowship with one another on the Christ within each of us.
更认识基督。就会更认识父神，最宝贵的会更认识我们自己。
The more we know Jesus, the more we know the Father, and the more we know ourselves.
主日像今天的聚会，也是神在训练我们。
On Sundays, these types of meetings is where God is training us.
训练我们能够跟从世界中分别出来。
It's training us on how we can be separated.Out from the world.
等到主来再来的时候，来接我们的时候， 训练我们能够不会去想世界上的事，能够很清楚的与世界有分离。
He's training us so that one day when he does return, when he comes to take us, we will not be encumbered by the things of this world. We'll be clearly separated out from the world.
所以我们不得不多做准备，要不然，这个后果是不堪设想。
So that's why we must continue to make preparations. Otherwise, the consequence would be something that's unthinkable.
薄饼的聚会是更特别了。
Communion is a very special meeting.
薄饼的聚会是可以持续到天上的聚会。
Because this meeting will continue even into the heavens.
到了天上，我们与主面对面的聚会，是能够瞻仰主的荣美，能够更多的赞美他。
When we're with the Lord, on that day, we'll be able to behold Him and praise and worship Him.
薄饼聚会的时候，常常我们里面会有感动。
When we're in communion, breaking bread, we often are moved within.
好像圣灵的叹息。
As if the Spirit is sighing within us.
那个时候。就要赶快跟上那个感动。
And in that moment, we must hurry to keep up with that moving of the Spirit.
我们学习祷告，我们心中深处的对主深处的感谢跟赞美。
We must learn how to pray and express our praise and gratitude from the depths of our hearts.
也就是说，圣灵。教导我们暂时把我们心中的难处先放下来。
As if the Spirit is teaching us how to, for the time being, let go of the burdens and the hardships that we have.
我们来学习专心，能够预备我们将来进入永世的时候能够赞美神。
To help us be able to train and be able to enter when we enter into.So that when we enter into eternity, we'll be able to praise the Lord.
当然，也有很多地方需要彼此提醒的。
Of course, there are many areas where we must constantly remind each other.
我们先来读一下《路加福音》第十七章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter
17, 十七章。17章，我们读32节到35节。
Luke 17:32-35。
中文的圣经把它分段分开的，但是我觉得我们读应该整段读。
The Chinese Bible has some of these verses separated, but I think we should read them together.
我读，你们要回想罗德的妻子。凡想要保全生命的必上吊生命，凡上吊生命的必救活生命。我对你们说，当那一夜两个人在一个床上，要取去一个撇下一个，两个女人一同推磨，要取去一个撇下一个。
Remember Lot's wife, whoever seeks to keep his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life will preserve itI tell you, on that night, there will be two in one bed. One will be taken, and the other will be left. There will be two women grinding at the same place. One will be taken, and the other will be left.
我以前读这一段经文的时候，我一直以为只有某一些比较属灵的弟兄姊妹会被提。
Before, when I first read this passage, I had thought that only those brothers and sisters who are more spiritual would be raptured.
又有一回我们查经查到这里，我又读到第32节。
But then during one Bible study, when I came across verse 32.
主说你们要回想罗德的妻子。
It says, remember Lot's wife.
突然我觉得这一节圣经很特别。
Then all of a sudden I felt that this verse was very very special.
好像我以前没有读过一样。
As if I've never read this verse before.
原来神的心意在路加福音这里是要提醒我们注意为什么有些人会被撇下。
here it tells us why, the Lord tells us why during the rapture, why some will be left behind.
因为罗德，我们都知道罗德的妻子在我们被提的时候，我们假如心里面想到世上的事的话。 那就会被撇下。
Here we I'm sure you all know the story of Lot's wife. At the time when we are being raptured, if our heart is still clinging to the things of this earth, we will be left behind.
所以我同时也想到，仇敌也设了很多陷阱，会让我们不能被提。And
here I remember I was reminded that the Satan, the devil, has set many traps for us to prevent us from being raptured.
我举个例子,
I'll give an example.
我们也许会觉得我们已经预备的差不多了。Some
of us may think that no, we are pretty much prepared and ready to go.
可是我们很习惯出门的时候要带手机。But
all of us now, when we leave the house, we now have this habit of needing to bring our cell phones with us.
所以我们一回头去拿手机，那。 那个结果可能就像罗德的妻子。But
on that day when we raptured, if we turn back to our house to get our phone, the consequence, the result may be very much like Lot's, what happened to Lot's wife.
就算我们被提到了勇士里。Or
even if we still managed to be raptured into the Lord's kingdom, into eternity.
勇士里面没有网络，也没有脸书。Eternity
does not have any internet, and there's no Facebook there.
所以，我们很多弟兄姊妹会不适应天上的生活。So
those who are still clinging to this when they enter eternity will not be able to be accustomed to eternity.
不能享受与主同在的喜乐是很可惜的。They
will miss out on the fellowship with the Lord.
每一次我们能够聚会，都是神为我们预备，要我们得到好处。
Every time we gather together, it's a meeting. It's something that the Lord has prepared for us so that we may be benefited.
假如你能算一算的话，我们聚会的次数是固定的。
If you really think about it, then the number of times we are to meet, number of times we meet together are limited.
每一次少聚会一次，我的算法就损失一次。
The number of times we meet together is a set number. So if you think about it, every time you miss one meeting, you lose out one meeting.
所以我想大家都很熟悉诗篇里面教导我们要数算自己的日子。In Psalms
chapter 90, it teaches us to number our days.
在我们有限的年日里，或者是在我们剩下的日子里。
To number the days we have left on this earth.
愿圣灵帮助我们看到什么事情是有永远的价值。I
pray that the Holy Spirit will show us the things that are eternal.
也给我们力量能够去追求。And
give us the strength to seek after these things.
这也就是保罗的经历，说要更多的追求认识基督，这就是智慧的心。This
is also Paul's experience that we must seek after the Lord Jesus, for this is the heart of wisdom.
最后我们希望我们彼此常常勉励，因为神为爱他人，他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人的心也未曾想过的。So
I urge all of us to constantly encourage one another, because what the Lord has prepared for us is something that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, and things that have not entered the heart of man.
愿圣灵继续在我们心里面启示。I
pray that the Holy Spirit continue to reveal, give us revelation.
看到在基督里的丰富。That
we may be able to see the fullness in Christ.
Thank you, brother, for the sharing.
谢谢弟兄们你们的分享.
Brother used some of the illustrations, so it's going to make my job easy.
我们弟兄喜欢用 比喻说明，使我的信息的分享也容易一点.
It's always my prayer when I come here is that I always ask God that when I stand here, that either a brother or anything which is during the day, it should correlate with what I want to share.
我每次分享的时候，我祷告神，希望弟兄姊妹啊，或者是我遇见的一些事情呢，和我今天所要分享的能够有关联。
That makes me to more confident to understand that we are all in one spirit and that we are all one.
那使我呢能够相信这个我们都在一个同一个圣灵的带领底下，使我更能够有把握。
And I thank God for His faithfulness, that how He listens to the stupid, or I would say the simple demand desires of mine.
我感谢神呢，神会听像我这样很简单的一个请求和祷告。
So for my sharing this morning, I want to read from book of Galatians chapter 5.
我今天的分享呢，希望和弟兄姊妹分享这个加拉太书第五章。
Book of Galatians chapter 5 verse
17. 加拉太书的第五章的17节。
What I am sharing today is not something which I want to teach any one of you. Whatever I'm sharing is for myself, that God may work first whatever I share in my life.
我所分享的不是要来教导弟兄姊妹，乃是来对我自己说的，是我所传的分享的呢，让神先来教导我。
So Book of Galatians chapter 5 verse 17.
所以在那个加拉太书第五章的17节是这样说。
For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would.
因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，是你们不能做所愿意做的。
I would also like to add a little more of different versions, where it says, the NIV version says, For the flesh desires what is contrary to the spirit.
我愿用另外一个翻译的版本呢，来说这个经文，就是情欲呢，来是喜欢和圣灵相对的事。
And the spirit, what is contrary to the flesh?
那么圣灵也是一样，他喜欢那与情欲相对的事。
And then it says that they are in conflict with each other.
然后他说到是这两个是彼此为敌的。
So that you are not to do whatever you want.
是你们不做你们所愿意做的。
So the theme word which I want to share today, and which will be coming again and again as I share, is conflict.
这个我们今天所要分享的题目呢，就是这个相敌，对敌。
So before I share, I want to seek God's help that He may give us the grace and that His Spirit may put in the right words as I share.
So 在我分享以前呢，我希望神呢给我把我所要分享的话语给我。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Thank you, Father, for this time. Thank you, Father, for the message, the sharing of our brother. We thank you. We praise you.
父神，我们感谢你为着分享的时间，感谢你为着我们弟兄已经分享了，我们也感谢你。
Father God, now as I also share, that Thou might be merciful to me.
但愿你能够有双倍的怜悯来怜悯我，因为我现在也要分享。
My wisdom, my knowledge may be hidden, Father God.
我的智慧和我的这个言语呢，是不够的。
Thou may speak what Thou desires and what is the burden in Thy heart.
但愿。 父，你自己来说话，你把你心中的话说给我们听。So
that this few words of sharing may bring glory and order, honor and edification to the body of Christ.
但愿借着几句话的分享，能够使你的身体能够得到建立。Give
me the grace, and to my brother as he translates also.
但愿为翻译的弟兄，我们也求恩典。In
Jesus' precious name, I pray.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名祷告。Amen. Amen.
My burden today is to understand, and this is something which is very common with each one of us, the conflict.
我今天所分享的呢, 这个题目就是相争，这个是每个弟兄姊妹都能够经历的。
To my understanding, there are two conflicts.
对我来说呢，这是有两种不同的相争征战。
One conflict which is outside the human body, and there is one conflict which is inward.
一种征战呢是在我们身体外面的，另外一种征战是在我们的里面的。
The first conflict which is outward.
第一种这个征战呢是在我们外面的征战。
This we notice the day we are born again.
这个是我们在重生得救的那一天开始。
The day when the light of God's word shines in us, and the day when we are convicted, and we give our life to Him.
当神的话光照了我们，我们心中就这个为罪为什么责备自己，然后呢，我们就得救了。
There is so much joy and happiness in each one of us.
在我们心中充满的欢喜和平安。
And with this joy, we go out into the world.
因着这个喜乐呢，我们就到世界中。
But we notice that joy and happiness, what we have, is not reciprocated in the same way with the people of this world.
但我们发现说，这喜乐我们所经历的呢，和这地上所有的是不一样的。
And that example was also shared by a brother.
就像今天我们的弟兄分享的一样。
As he shared what God is working in him and what he is dealing with and what his life is, it was not responded or reciprocated the way he expected from them.
当我们弟兄分享那个神在他里的工作，和这个在外面的人呢是没有办法和他这个有同样的经历。
As he shared that they did not like it and they laughed and they chuckled at him.
所以那个他的朋友呢，他的同事呢就取笑他，取笑他。
So this is the outward conflict.
这是在我们外面的那个些这个征战。
And which each one of us can see it or feel it.
这是每个人呢都可以看得见，也可以感觉到的。
I'm sure that each one of you experiences this in your social life, in your corporate life, and you can see it at various places.
所以你可以在你的社交的生活里啊。在你的公司，你就会经历这些事。
But there is another conflict.
但是有另外一种征战。
And this conflict happens within us.
这种征战呢，乃是在我们里面发生的。
And it is the battle within the human himself.
这是在人性里面的一个征战。
And when it arises within us, it is very difficult for us to understand it or comprehend it.
虽然这个征战在我们的里面，但是对我们来说，我们很难去了解。
What happens outside, you know, you can feel it, and you comprehend it.
在我们外面发生的征战呢，我们知道，并且我们能够了解。
And this conflict which is arising within us,is because of ourselves. It's the very presence of the presence of Lord Jesus Christ in us.
这个从我们里面来的这个相争呢，乃是从这个神给我们的同在和他的生命出来的。
It is good that when you come to know that this conflict is because of the life of Lord Jesus Christ.
这个是一个正面的，因为我们知道这个从我们里面来的相争呢，是因为主的生命在我们里面的缘故。
But sometimes.Satan or the temptress can give the it in a, he can interpret in a different way.
但是撒旦呢，我们的仇敌呢，常常把他用叫我们来相信另外一种解释。
So what is this conflict? And what is the two elements which are trying to clash with each other? This is what I wanted to share this morning.
到底这个在我们里面的征战是什么？到底这个两方要相争的是什么？
So as we read these words, and the answer is yes, it is between the flesh and the spirit.
这里面告诉我们，是的，这个两方是情欲和圣灵的相争。
For little kids, we can say it is the old man and the new man.
或者我们说，旧造的人和新造的人在我们里面的相争。
And we all know that this still exists, even today, there is always a conflict, this arises within us on a daily basis.
所以这个相争呢， 到如今呢还在我们的里面，还是每天我们会经历的。
To understand this, I want to read a passage from the book of Genesis.
为了帮助我们了解呢，我们读一段在创世纪的一些经文。
And I feel it is very important for us to understand because sometimes it frustrates us. It makes us very anxious, and it goes to a point sometimes we really feel depressed because we do not understand what is this conflict about, and we do not have an answer to it.
就了解这个在我们里面的征战呢是非常重要的，因为我们如果不了解，我们心中就会产生沮丧和绝望。
And it is very important as God's children for us to understand this difference.
所以对于神的儿女来讲呢，了解之后从我们里面出来的这个征战是非常重要的。
So I would like to read from book of Genesis chapter 4.
第四章，创世纪的第四章。
From verse 7.
从第一节读到第七节。
And verse 1. Book of Genesis chapter 4 verse 1.
创世纪第四章第一节。
And Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten man from the Lord.
有一日那人和妻子夏娃同房，夏娃就怀孕生了该隐，便说耶和华使我得了一个男子。
And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground.
又生了该隐的兄弟亚伯，亚伯是牧羊的，该隐是种地的。
Verse 3. And in the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord.
有一日该隐拿地里的出产为供物献给耶和华。
And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock, and of the fat thereof, and the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering.
亚伯也将他羊群中头生的和羊的脂油献上，耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物。
Verse 5, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect, and Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell.
只是看不中该隐和该隐的供物，该隐就大大地发怒，变了脸色。
And verse 6, and the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen?
耶和华对该隐说，你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了脸色呢？
Verse 7, If thou dost well, shalt thou not be accepted, and if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him.
你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好，罪就伏在门前，他必怜慕你，你却要制服他。
So this morning I want to bring in front of you two characters here. One is Abel and one is Cain.
我来今天早上分享这两个人，一个是该隐，一个是亚伯。
So both of them knew the Lord.
这两个人呢都认识神。
Because if you see that both of them brought offerings to the Lord.
因为他们两个人都把供物献给神。
And what we need to understand is that what was the thought process behind both of them in bringing those offerings to the God?
我们来想想看，他们当他们献供物的时候，他们心中到底是在想什么呢？
As we try to understand this concept, let's try to keep in mind the soul and the spirit what the principle we just spoke before.
当我们来默想这个事情的时候，我们也要记得这个我们的魂跟灵的这两方面。
So here we see, let's talk about Cain first.
那我们先谈到该隐。
So it says about verse 3.
第三节提到该隐。
And in the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord.
有一日该隐那地里的出产为供物献给耶和华。
So it's very clear that he was a God's child and he wanted to give something to the Lord.
这边很清楚看到我们他是神的儿女，并且他想要把供物献给耶和华。
So the point to be noted here is that he bought something which he thought it was good and which he thought that through which he could please the Lord.
他在这里呢把购物献给神的时候呢，他心里觉得他是把一个好的供物给神，然后神也会悦纳。
So this is where the problem comes in.
这是他的问题的所在。
Thinking what is good for the Lord, or doing something through your own works and through your own merits to please the Lord.
他自己认为什么是好的供物，并且用他的努力呢来取悦神。
So here we need to pause and I need to just go back to a little bit before to the book of Genesis chapter 3.
我们要回到创世纪的前面一段圣经来看这个。
So we all know what happened in Genesis chapter 3.
我们都知道第三章发生了什么哪一件事。
So we know that there is Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
我们知道这个神把亚当和夏娃呢放在伊甸园里。
Who were fellowshipping with God on a daily basis.
他每日呢与神同行相交。
And we know that there was a point came that Satan tempted Eve.
我们知道有一天呢撒旦呢来诱惑了夏娃。
So we need to understand a little bit about the soul and the spirit here.
所以我们能够在这里来认识啊灵和魂。
Before the temptation happened, the man was communicating to the God through the Spirit.
我们知道诱惑来以前呢，我们人呢和神呢是以我们的灵来与神交通。
But after this fall, what happened is that man was using all his capabilities of his will, his desire and passion through the soul.
我们知道这个人犯罪了以后呢，人跟神交通呢，乃是在他魂里面。用他的意志，用他的情感，用他的思想呢，来与神交通。
With the fall of Adam and Eve, the soul became the prime source of taking decisions or the desires of the human being.
当人犯了罪以后呢，人里面的魂呢，成为我们做决定的最重要的来源。
So, and this is what happens to us also, and it is continuing till date.
这个呢，也发生在我们身上，直到如今。
So, what is happening is that now we are with, through the soul, we are exercising our own desires, our own wants, and our will.
所以在我们今天也是凭着我们的魂呢，要把我们所要的、所想的表现出来。
And this is where we have this struggle on a daily basis.
这就是为什么每一天呢，我们都活在这种征战的里面，挣扎里面。
So what Cain was doing is that with his soulish, which was soul existing him, he was using his soul to decide what and what can he do for the Lord, and he was exercising his own thinking.
在这里呢，该隐是凭着他魂呢来决定怎样来取悦神。
Through this soul, he decided what is good and what is not good, and that is the way how he brought the offering to the Lord.
他用他的魂呢来决定什么是好的，什么是不好的，然后呢把这个供物呢献给神。
But let's go on the contrary to the way how Abel is thinking.
那我们来看看亚伯是怎么样来思想这件事。
And we go to the book of Genesis chapter 4 verse 4.
我们读到第四章的第四节。
And Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof, and the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering.
亚伯也将他羊群中的头生的和牛羊的只有献上，耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物。
Abel recognized that we must die to live.
亚伯呢认识到一点，就是我们为了活，我必须要先死。
He recognized that there is nothing acceptable to bring to God.
他明白我们没办法把任何好东西带到神面前。
Only a life that is rejected or that is denied.
我们只能够在生命的角度上来说，我们的生命是被神拒绝的。
He recognized that this sinful soul must be poured out to death.
他知道说我们的魂呢必须要放在死地上。
And not that the life must be offered, nor any of the life itself, and nor even its works.
所以他知道说，所有的咒造的生命呢，是不能够带到神面前的。
Not even its fruits.
我们咒造里面所生产的一切的东西也不能带到神面前。
Keeping this in mind, and we pause here, we keep in mind our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们来停一下，来想到我们的主耶稣基督。
Lord Jesus Christ, and we can see at the same time there were Jews who were existing at that time.
我们来看看我们的主耶稣基督。
The Jews, they used to go to the regularly to the synagogue.
我们看到跟主耶稣同一个时代的那些犹太人，他们也是。 通常呢，都到这个圣殿里面敬拜神。
They worshipped the Lord, and at the same time, through their words and their deeds, there was murder. They murdered. They used to murder.
他们虽然是在会堂或在圣殿里面敬拜神呢，他们同时也犯了谋杀罪。
Their worship, which they did, was only to please themselves and to see glory in sight of men.
他们的敬拜呢，其实是为了讨他们自己的喜欢，他们来寻求的乃是人自己的荣耀。So
they did whatever forms they could, and whether they were found in the house of God, or whether they gave tithes or whatever, their intention was to please their own soul and to please the people around.
不管他们所做的是什么，他们的奉献和他们的十一的奉献呢？ 都是为了他们自己，并且为了他们周遭的人。It
had nothing to do with the heart of the God.
他们所做的、所事的和神的心完全没有关系的。They
were never had an heart to know what is my God wants for me, what it pleases Him. The thought was never there. All the time, the thought was that what can I do from within myself, and how can I do it? The constant striving within themselves.
他们从来没有想到说，到底神呢，从我身上要什么？到底呢，神怎样来取悦神？他们所做的、所想的，都是从他们的里面想要取悦自己。But
when we see our Lord Jesus Christ,
当时我们来看到主耶稣基督的时候，He
did whatever His Heavenly Father asked Him.
他所做的一切都是照着天父对他的要求。
He worshipped and he had a life which was governed by the Heavenly Father.
他依靠神的那个生命呢来敬拜父。
And here, I think we need to understand that our God is a holy God.
我们要记得我们的神是圣洁的神。
He lives in light.
他是在光中生活的。
And he wants us to worship him in truth.
我们的神呢，要我们在 真理的里面，在实际的里面敬拜他。He
doesn't like mixture.
他不喜欢这个混杂的东西。We
cannot go to the God with having that heart of the sin, or we can have something which we think there's something evil going in our mind, and with that half heart, we cannot go to God.
我们到神面前不能用这个分开的心，或者是一半的心来敬拜神。We
cannot worship Him, which is unlike Him.
我们不能够敬拜不像他的人。Because
I can give an example here.
我可以给你们一个比喻。Each
one of us are professionals in their secular life.
我们在地上呢，我们都在某一方面是有专长的。So
whether we play piano or whether we are in sports, we all excel in those areas.
我们 不管是可能是我们弹钢琴啊，或是我们对一些体育的项目啊，我们可能做得很好。Now
imagine my son also plays piano.
想想看，我的儿子啊，他们也在弹钢琴。So
imagine that when he plays, he thinks that he is the best.
想想看哈，当他弹钢琴的时候，他觉得他弹的是世界上最好的。Now
and then one day he goes and sits with Michelle.
但是有一天呢。 他和这个我们的母校姊妹呢坐在一起。So
what happens?
发生什么事情？
He feels that he should stop playing. He is just doing nothing, right?
所以他会发现到呢，在韩伟伟的姊妹面前呢，他的弹琴实在是不够看的，实在是没有什么。
She is perfect 10, so So now imagine the same way what is happening with our Heavenly Father. We cannot go to Him with having sin, even 1% or 2% to Him and worship Him, and we can even afford to give any offering to Him. It is impossible to please Him.
讨神欢喜是简直是一件不可能的事.
While there is still sin existing in us,
因为我们身上仍然带着罪,
we cannot clean it up.
我们没办法把这个罪除掉,
or we cannot pluck it.
我们没办法把它拔去.
The only way to do it is to have death in our life.
唯一一个方法能够把我们的罪从我们生命里面除去，是我们的必须要先死。
The only way to is to have that very life of Lord Jesus Christ in us.
要靠着神在我们给我们的那个新的生命.
The only way is that's what and that Abel, and thank God that he had the revelation, he had the vision to understand, to comprehend that he cannot give anything to God through his own works or through his own sweat.
所以亚伯呢，感谢神，他对这一点有个认识，他知道说不能靠着他所做的或者他所有的他所事的来供给神。
And of course, he did not offer himself, but he understood that he had to lay in the life of innocent lamb to resemble that it is only through death of his life he can please the Heavenly Father.
当然，他虽然是没有自己死，但是他知道说这个所带 给神的这个羊呢，就代表他的生命，他这个羊必须要死在神面前，他才能够敬拜神。
On the contrary, as I think about Cain,
相反方面，我们来再看看那个该隐。
Cain, as I see more of, whereas I think on him, I see more of myself in him.
我看到该隐的时候，就好像看到我自己一样。
I need to do something. I need to do something. I cannot sit quiet. I need to wrestle. I need to sweat. I need to move something. And this is the way how I am.
我常常觉得我必须要做什么事情，我必须要祷告，我必须要做这个做那个，就是我自己。
Brothers and sisters, soul is very powerful, and I think it's very important for us. And my thought and my burden this morning is to share to understand the power of soul.
我们里面的那个魂呢，是非常 有能力的，我今天要分享的重点就是要教弟兄姊妹了解，在我们里面的魂呢是非常有能力的。
It will make us so restless, it will make us so anxious, it will make us so frustrated.
在我们的魂里面，我们会常常这个觉得不安、急躁。
And you can see the very examples, and you can see that the feedback or the way it reacts in the following verses.
你就看到说 这个我们的魂呢怎样反应？从这个第四章的下面一些经文里
，verse 5，第五节
，But
unto Cain and to his offering he had no respect, and Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell.
只是看不中该隐和他的供物，该隐就大大的发怒，变了脸色。
Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell.
该隐呢就大大的发怒，并且变了脸色。
Brothers and sisters, how many times we have this frustration? I am doing so many things for the Lord. I go to the house regularly. I give so much tithes. And I go in every prayer. I am there everywhere. And yet, things are not happening in my life or things are not going the way I want.
我们自己也像该隐一样呢，我们说我们为主做了多少的事情，我们为主奉献了多少的金钱，我们探望了多少家，我们祷告聚会从来没有这个漏过，但是呢，好像是 神没有悦纳我。
And I know so many people, missionaries, who say that, oh, we have been sacrificing so much, we did everything, we are going to so many countries where no one does it, we went, and yet there are no fruits, there are no results, there is nothing positive happening in our life.
有时候我们说，哎呀，我们甚至到国外去来服侍主啊，到一些别的人不想去的地方去服侍主呢，但是好像是我们的服侍一点结果都没有。
Brothers and sisters, this is the soul which is there. And the reason why it is coming, because there is a constant conflict going against the spirit which is indwelling us, and against the soul which they try to conflict against each other.
就是因为我们靠着我们的魂呢来侍奉神，所以我们的魂呢和我们的灵呢在我们的里面起了征战。
And it's a house divided in with itself.
就好像是一个房屋呢分开了一样。
But thank God that He has given us this precious word, His holy word, and how He keeps on again, and He knows our challenges, and He knew my challenge. And I thank God that He's revealing to me through this, through His precious word.
感谢神呢，神知道我们每一天经历的这个挣扎和矛盾。我们感谢神呢，神特别对我呢，他让我认识到这个挣扎和矛盾，借着他的话来让使我认识这些矛盾。
So how do we address this conflict?
那我们怎么能够来解决这个矛盾和这个挣扎呢？
So in fact, I just did the introduction. I'm just about to start, but I think we are out of time. I'll just give some points, and if God willingly, maybe we can share some other time.
虽然我现在才开始我的信息，但是我们已经没有时间了，所以我就想提几点。
The thought, at least I want to take you home, is that we have a conflict inside.And the very important thing today, this morning, which I want to share is that we need to be aware about this conflict.
第一件事情呢，我想弟兄姊妹，我们都要认识我们里面有这个征战。所以你今天回去呢，希望你能认得这个征战。
The way to address is first is to have an enlightenment about it. First to understand the conflict, that where is it coming it, and who is saying what, and who is saying what.
所以第一件要解决它呢，第一个就是要知道。这个征战是从哪里来，并且是哪一方来在我们里面说什么话。
So I'll share some few verses and I'll give you some points and maybe we can discuss some other time or maybe you can go home and you can meditate more on this.
你可以借着我所提到这些点呢，我们可以以后再分享，或者是你回去的时候默想这些话。
Book of Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
Chapter 10,
第十章。
Verse 5,
第五节。
Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
我们征战的兵器本不是属于血气的，乃是在神面前有能力，可以攻破坚固的营垒，将各样的计谋、各样拦阻人认识神的那些至高至大的事一概攻破了，又将人所有的心意夺回，使他们都归顺基督。
Casting down every imagination, every thought to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ.
将人所有的心意夺回，使他们都顺服基督。
It's very important for us to bring the soul under the authority of the Spirit.
我们有一点非常重要，就是把我们的魂呢摆在我们的灵的下面，受灵的管制。
Soul by itself is not wrong.
魂呢本身是没有什么问题的，错误的。
Soul taking the decision and approving and deciding what is right and wrong is not correct.
但是我们如果任由我们的魂呢做很多决定的时候，那么这个就是有问题。
And sometimes I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, we do not know how deeply we are rooted in the soul. And probably I can tell you that sometimes even the soul, even when I say the soul will not convince ourselves, no, it is from soul.It will keep on saying it will not say it is from the God. It will keep on convincing that no, it is right and it is good for you.
So we know that we, about this soul's awareness, we have to remember that it is very capable. And when we say soul is not right, actually, we are in the soul.
And there are times where sometimes God puts a hold on that. He stops us. He puts a block on us to understand that when you slow down and when you see from His perspective and when you focus on the satisfaction of God, then on your own works, you see your total life in a different perspective.
So, 有的时候呢，你发现说神呢，有时候必须要介入，让我们能够 停止休息，使我们能够从神的角度里面来看神在我们身上的作为。
So two clues to know, we are out of time, just to know how to differentiate between soul and spirit.
我们怎么样能够分辨这个我们的灵和魂呢？用两点。
Whatever happens from the soul, it will lead to self, to me.
在魂里面所发生的一切事啊，做一做。一切的决定都是为了我自己，也回到我自己。
And what originates from the spirit, it's towards God.
但是从灵出来的一切呢，都是回到神的身上。
Towards God, towards God's glory, and to God's children.
是为着神自己，为着神的荣耀，也是为着神其他的儿女。
So keep in mind, what comes, so anytime when you have a decision and something is going on, if it is giving glory to self,It is satisfying the flesh, it is soulish.
当你所经历的，你所做的决定呢，是为了满足你自己，那么这个来源就是属魂的。
And if it is bringing honor to the Almighty God, and the body is edified, it is the spirit.
但是，如果一切是为了神的荣耀，是为着其他神的儿女在他的身体里得到建造，那么就是属于灵的。
So the way you exercise more in the spirit is that you spend more time fellowshipping with God's children, praying together as a church, and growing in the Word of God.
所以这个怎么样在灵里长进，就是常常与神的儿女们一同祷告，一同交通，一同认识神的话。
Let we all say like Paul says in Galatians 2:20.
我们来像那个保罗所说的在加勒太书第二章第二十节所说的一样
I am crucified with Christ nevertheless I live yet not I but Christ liveth in me and the life which I live through the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ
我已经与基督同钉十字架现在活着的不再是我乃是基督在我里面活着并且我如今在肉身活着是因信神的儿子而活
With whatever limitations I have shared, excuse me, but may God continue to speak to each one of you and give you more enlightenment on what I shared. Because it's very important that when we come to the house of God, that we should be able to worship Him in spirit and in truth.
所以我分享的是非常有限啊，请你们包涵。但是但愿神能够帮助我们，使我们能真正在灵和真实的里面来敬拜他。
And also as we partake in the table, we may be able to examine our lives. That Lord, what is soul? Please take it out. And what is the spirit? Show me, reveal me, that I may walk in thy paths and not in my paths.
So, 我们在擘饼的时候呢，但愿我们来那个省察自己，求神能够把我们的魂跟灵分开。能够在主面前好好的敬拜他。
And continuously, maybe that finally our goal is that the fruit of the spirit should be found each one of not the fruits but fruit. One single fruit having all that love, joy, peace, patience, kindness should be found in each one of us.
但愿呢，圣灵在我们里面所结的果子呢，能够在我们每一个身上彰显。
Thank you.
谢谢。不谢。